Sophie, we have merch.
We do have merch.
It's finally happened.
And loads of people managed to buy it at our live event that we did at Signature Brewery in London.
Which you're going to hear, like, in a few minutes. But we sold out of some of the merch. So our crop tops went. There's a few left. Grab them while you can. We'll try and ask the company that we use for more. But, woo! They went quick.
And we're not doing any more events. So if you're listening to this and you're like, it's not fair, I don't live in London, don't worry. It will be online at some point soon.
We are aiming for December 1st on the Knotfest. Knotfest.co.uk. They will be selling our merch. Yep.
You say that with such certainty, Yasmin.
I have no idea.
We will see.
We will let you know.
Watch our socials. And we will tell you where you can grab our merch, when it's dropping, and what date. So keep an eye on our socials. And it will sell out very quickly. So, because it is limited stocks again. So grab it quickly. Grab it nice and early. But we did our live event. And for everyone that was like, I'm so sad I can't be there, we've decided to bring you the live event to your ears where you are.
Enjoy. That was embarrassing.
Hello.
Hi. Hey, girl.
Hello, and welcome to our Wednesdays We Wear Black with me, Sophie Kay, and
Yasmin Suman.
That's me. This is so overwhelming. There's so many people here. This is not my bedroom.
I'm sorry to have been laughing. Yasmin absolutely stacked it on the way up the stairs.
Yeah.
And I'm a terrible friend. I'm not like, oh, are you okay? I was just like,
It's the 8% beer. They got us to make our own beer, and that's...
8%. I know. I should be ashamed because I'm in a brewery, right? So does anyone who works at the brewery here? I've got a cup of tea and a cup of water.
Boo.
Oh, this chair is not made for black asses.
Oh.
Okay, anything could happen. Thank you so much.
Hi.
Everybody, for being here and coming down to join us. There's so many faces that we recognise that we've met at festivals or events.
I know.
And lots of new faces as well. So for anyone who might have just stumbled upon this room and you don't know who we are, we are on Wednesdays, We Wear Black.
We are wearing black on Wednesdays. It's a Saturday, but yeah.
This is Yasmin.
Hi, I'm Yasmin.
I'm Sophie. And we describe ourselves as a podcast that's for the outcasts of the outcasts. So if you've ever just felt like, even in the world of emo and rock, you still feel like a little bit of an outsider or an outcast, this is a place for everyone to come and be together.
That sounds so wholesome. The reality is we just make fun of each other for an hour.
Whilst talking about music.
Rip into each other, hate on each other, and then occasionally talk about music when that happens. It's,
I'm going to take these out because for some stupid reason I decided to get a tattoo 2 days ago.
Oh yeah. Sophie was like, I'm going to get a tattoo and then do a live podcast.
It'll be great.
That's
it'll be
a great idea. I'm not hungover, by the way. That would be really unprofessional to show up to my job hungover. I wouldn't do that.
You unprofessional, never. Right, okay, so just to let you know what we're going to be doing today. Today's episode is about two things. We're going to do it in two parts.
This feels really weird, filming an episode in front of people. Like, people are going to listen to this and these people here listening to it right now.
Totally, dude.
That's so crazy, man. But yeah, you can tell I'm hungover. This beer, man, fucking hell.
So what it's going to be, we're going to talk about what the fuck moments that happened in the scene.
Yeah.
And some of you may remember them. I know some of you are from Yasmin's era.
Oh my God, who's a Gen Z here? Slay. And who's a millennial? Yay.
We just lost the game.
Yay. How's your knees, guys? I'm kidding. Please don't hurt me. You guys could beat me up. Please don't.
We're doing better than our bank balances in our 20s.
Oh my God, stop that.
Let me just say that. It's great being in your 30s, 40s. We're not quite boomer yet, but there might be some boomers here. Are there any boomers here? No.
Any sugar daddies?
They're too busy sitting at home in their really expensive houses eating avocados going, fuck those guys.
Hey, there's two people on that podcast. Me.
Okay, so, Yasmin, first, what the fuck moment.
Okay.
In the scene. I mean, I've got a few here. I'm trying to decide.
I like that you made notes. This is the duality of our podcast. Sophie was like, I've made notes on paper. I've planned this. I have two words in my notes app that I'm going off of for the entire night.
You're outing yourself here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm not even joking.
So this podcast episode was influenced by something that actually happened in the scene. I can see like two people who might remember it. I cannot remember because I don't remember names. There was a band, right, back in the late 2000s. And the singer was dating the guitarist and the singer cheated with somebody else. It all happened.
Is that not every band ever? I'm kidding.
No, seriously. This guitarist was so pissed off. He wrote an email, CC'd in every single person in the industry, every PR, everybody that worked in the industry, and went, this person is a cheating bitch.
Wow.
Can you imagine getting outed like that to the entire scene?
That's so crazy because I was literally going to do that. No, I'm kidding. Sophie is a fugly skank. Don't work with her. I'm kidding. Okay. Sophie, you could ruin my career in like a second.
No, that hurt my feelings.
I'm deeply afraid of you.
Okay. As you should be. Right. My first what the fuck moment, and this just came from a personal place because it's something that actually quite offended me. So we all love Nickelback, right? Gen Z's too.
Do we like Nickelback here? Woo! Does anyone not like Nickelback?
Some millennials hate Nickelback. Like, and I know that you're lying because there is no way that when you've had a few beers and like Rockstar comes on, you're not like,
never made it as a wise man.
I know it happens. I'm going to try it later. Anyway, so apparently in the early 2000s, Corey Taylor, who we also all love,
Corey Taylor, the man.
What
he
Corey
pays our bills, so tread lightly right now.
Said something about being frustrated that Roadrunner Records were putting more money behind Nickelback than Slipknot in an interview. So he said, I'm glad they could use our money to make Nickelback happy. That's a very bitter subject for me. And if I see any of those fuckers, it's going to be brutal.
Ooh, drama.
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 Okay.
Okay. I'll give you credit. That was a what the fuck moment. Mine are a bit more unhinged.
No, it continues, Yasmin.
Oh, my God.
Don't get too keen.
Jesus Christ.
Continues. Okay. So then, Chad... Does anyone remember this beef? No, so this is all new. Okay.
I'm glad I researched old. It. I'm kidding.
So, Chad Kroeger then said, I can't think of another band that's as diverse as we are. Yeah, because Stone Sour is trying to be Nickelback. They're okay, but not as good as Nickelback. They sound like Nickelback Light. So then he went on to say, I challenge you to write a hit song, Corey Taylor.
That was my name. TikTok song, Psycho? No.
That is savage. That is savage. Okay, so then Corey
came forward.
There.
Oh my God.
It continues. This is like proper in depth, this one.
I feel like, have you ever watched It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia where like Charlie Kelly's got the board and he's like,
you know, he's my celebrity crush, but that's a side story. Okay.
That explains a lot.
This is the thing. Right, okay. So Corey Taylor then said, run your mouth all you want. All I know is I've been voted sexiest man alive wearing a mask. You've been voted ugliest dude in rock without one. Stick that up your ass. Curl up with your Hello Kitty pillow and shut up.
Oh my God.
And so everybody missed this. Everyone missed this beef. You remember it. Okay.
I was too busy having friends. No, I'm kidding. I was seven.
No, this has happened. Okay.
Okay. So, I thought I wasn't bored.
No, you were just probably, it was like 2017, Yasmin. You were probably listening to some shit that you listened to.
I was listening to Pierce the Veil, okay?
Yeah, they're millennial band.
Pierce the Veil live for the 12th time that year. It was great.
How have we not killed each other yet? Basically, this is just a millennial versus Gen Z podcast. Okay, so Chad Kroeger then said,
It's not over? Oh my God.
It's not.
Fucking hell.
No, Corey Taylor said, Chad Kroeger is to rock what KFC is to chicken. I'll still eat it, but I'll feel shit about it. That is such a bad beat.
That's like the time that someone... So Sophie interviewed Metallica because she's famous and amazing and I'm just the person that follows you along to events. But I remember when you did that Metallica interview and someone said you looked like an AirPod.
Do you know what?
Because you're bald.
Yasmin's been dining out on this joke since
last year.
You look
like an AirPod.
Since last year.
You look like The Rock if you wear a turtleneck because you've got no...
I mean, yeah.
See? Do you know, actually, fun story. I keep telling this to people. Sophie's going to hate this. We did MCM Comic-Con recently. Yeah. No biggie. We just played Comic-Con, whatever.
Played? We just pressed play.
We just pressed play.
On a DJ set. We didn't play it. We're not like in a band.
We headlined Comic-Con. No, we did a quiz as well, a pop punk quiz. And I didn't know the questions, mostly because I don't prep the episodes. That's Sophie's job. I just show up. But Comic-Con prepped the questions, gave them to us to read out on stage. And one of them was, and if you know Sophie, you'll understand why this is funny. One of them is, what year did Scuzz TV stop existing? And I was like, damn, what year did Sophie lose her job? What year did you become jobless, Sophie?
Do you know what's going to happen to you?
Sophie used to work for Scuzz TV.
Working in the music industry. How many people here work in the music industry? It happens. You turn into work one day and it's just like...
There were more people, but they didn't cheer because they've lost their jobs. I'm kidding.
Anyway, can I finish
yeah,
this?
Yeah, you can finish. Sorry, so, I just wanted to take some jabs at you.
2017, Corey Taylor attempted a truce and... from what I could find, I did more research. There is still beef between those two.
Ooh.
I can't find them settling it. Corey Taylor tried to settle it. Chad says that he thinks Corey Taylor said too many mean things over the years. So I'm curious. Right. Okay. Let's get a cheer. In a fight.
Who would you think could win in a fight between Chad Kroger?
Does anyone think Chad Kroger could win?
I like someone said, I think he's scrappy. I get that. He looks like uncooked ramen. That man is lawless. I'd walk the other way if I saw him going down the street. If I saw Corey Taylor, I'd be like, hey.
Chad Kroger, I'm sure he listens to the podcast. It'll be fine. I'm sure he listens to the podcast and he'll hear that and he'll be like.
Oh yeah, Chad Kroger's our biggest fan. Obviously.
Do you not think he'd give it? No, he wouldn't, would he? I'm just going to try and defend
Corey Taylor would win, obviously, right?
Obviously. Yeah, they would just be hands down.
Take that, Sophie.
What's your what the fuck moment?
I have so many. Let me open my notes app. Don't mind me. I'm a professional, guys. So there were a few. Did anybody go to Reading Festival 2006? No. Good, because I would have judged you if you let this happen. In 2006, My Chemical Romance played Reading and Leeds Festival. And at Reading Festival, they got bottles of piss thrown at them. Bottles of piss.
Do you know
please
what?
Don't do that, guys. Please. Please.
That was kind of standard back then for us. We were kind of hateful. And it's like, you used to stand there in the crowd and you knew if it was cold, you're safe. If whatever hit you was warm, you knew you were fucked.
Really?
That's how you knew it at festivals. You were like, I've just been hit by someone's piss.
What stopped Pissgate? Why don't we do it anymore? I feel like it needs to be a long honored tradition. I'd love to go. No, I can't say that. I'd love to go to a festival and throw a bottle of piss at a band I don't like.
I think we all went to therapy, right? That's what happened. And we just stopped the generational trauma. That's just what millennials did.
What?
You guys just do it online because you're lazy. So we had to actually do it in person. We had to go there and hate on people. You guys just do it in comment sections. But it was a thing. Like, I think, didn't Brendan Urie get bottled as well?
Really?
Brendan Urie got, good. I'm sure he got like proper in the face bottled.
I don't like him, good.
No, you wouldn't know who Daphne and Celeste are, but that was the thing.
That was crazy. What, didn't he get knocked out?
Brendan Urie got proper hit by that. Yeah, it was, well, it was, do you know what? Violence is never the answer, whatever happens. And that's what we used to do back in the day. People, it was like so divided between if you're a metalhead. Did anyone go through that phase where they hated people just for the music they listened to? Dizzy Rascal
went
down.
Dizzy Rascal was a download festival? Dizzy!
We'd go to that.
I'm not going to lie. I would throw some ass if Dizzy Rascal was at a download festival.
He's just a rascal.
Or like
Dizzy
Skepta.
Rascal. Do you know what? People do this every single time.
There you go.
Do you know what? Fair play. He got bottled, but he still played. Pardon? Lethal Bizzle. It was Lethal Bizzle. Okay.
Lethal Bizzle.
Close enough. This is.
I know who Lethal Bizzle is. Dizzy was on the cover of Kerrang! I know nothing. I actually...
Glad you prepped
this. It's very embarrassing being a music journalist and actually knowing nothing. It's so crazy.
All right, I'm going to come at you with another WTF moment. Are you done with that one?
I am done with that one. Go on, Sophie.
Okay. This one. I'm just glad there's millennials in the room. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Machine Gun Kelly's entire career.
Like, welcome to the I Hate Machine Gun Kelly podcast with Sophie Kerr and Yasmin Seaman. Do you know what?
Someone needs to have a word with that man. Like, he needed... I don't advocate smacking children, but he needed smacking when he was a kid. Like, something needed...
He is a kid.
He's a shit. He's a shit.
I...
He needs to know what he wants in life.
Very deep. I have a confession. Not to play devil's advocate.
Okay, what's your confession? I've got hot tea.
I didn't hate Machine Gun Kelly to begin with, because he did that song with Sleeping With Sirens, and you know me, I was a Sleeping With Sirens girly. I had nothing better to do when I was 14. He did that song, so I respected him. He paid his dues, right? Then he just had to insult Corey Taylor.
So no, I've got the challenge for you. I've got the challenge for you, because I used to like him.
Insult Corey Taylor, like... I mean, that man pays my bills, so I don't insult Corey Taylor.
I used to like Machine Gun Kelly when he was a rapper for a hot minute, because he used to put on like a bit of a metal show and I was all cool with it. But then he became a rocker and he became really weird. So, research. Okay, something people do sometimes.
Okay.
So, 2012...
What's that like?
Right. 2012, at the BET Awards, right?
Black Entertainment Awards, right?
Black being the important word here. He... had the audacity to say on the red carpet, black girls give the best head, and then called a woman a bitch for being pissed off about it.
No!
Yeah.
Allegedly, yeah. So we don't.
No, it's on camera.
Oh, yes, okay.
And there's a video of it.
Our legal team has had enough of us already, please.
A lot of you have heard this one. He said about Kylie Jenner when she was 17, he was 23, a lot of things, but what I wrote down here...
A lot of things.
I'm not waiting until she's 18, I'm going now. Dog, I'm not even at a creepy age.
Boo!
And then he went after Eminem's daughter. Now, this is where I think it gets interesting.
I remember that.
This is what... So, basically, he called her hot, right?
Ew.
Next thing you know, Eminem got him banned from the radio station that Eminem owns. And, yeah. And then Machine Gun Kelly just kind of disappears.
Right.
Like, from everywhere. Right. He does this, like, diss track. It's a whole thing.
Let's hope he disappears again.
Then he comes to rock.
I mean, okay, to be fair, he knew he liked kids. He went into pop punk. You can't really blame him. That was terrible. That was terrible. I'm sorry.
Hatchet.
You've got to give him credit. He knows his audience.
Do you know, I don't understand why we haven't banned him yet. Like, why he came into the scene hot, like, he came in, so there's no, Machine Gun Kelly's PR's not here or anything, are they?
No. Please don't sue us. Hey.
He came in and jumped that interview about him saying bands shouldn't wear comfy shoes.
That was so funny. That was that Courtney LaPlante. Allegedly, I'm pretty sure Courtney LaPlante talked about that on Twitter. I love that I'm so in spirit box lore that I know that. It's like a parasocial relationship I have with that band. Courtney LaPlante. Woo!
She's amazing. She's amazing.
I love that woman. Oh my god, I'm so gay.
But then, did you see the video of him dancing on the boardroom table? Because I think
that was cringe.
Like, if we're finding it cringe as millennials, like I am in my mum dancing era. So if I'm finding it cringe, it means it's bad.
Did you see it? When he signed his record label to do the emo album, he did like a promotional video where he danced on the record label table, and like I get what it was giving, but it was giving. Kids bop goes emo. It was embarrassing.
It was...
Get down there. You're a tax-paying man. You're someone's father. Get down there. What are you doing
Did everybody
there?
See it? Has everyone seen that moment?
If you haven't, fret not. It's on Google. I'm sure it's on Google.
So I think he is an ongoing what the fuck moment in our scene. Why is he still in this seat? And then he started beef with Corey Taylor, like, just for clout. Like, what is he still doing... Why
sucking the blood from Megan Fox's body at this point? That's what he's doing. He's do you remember that news story where it was like he has a vial of her blood in his ring and so does she, and they can't take off their engagement rings because they're like locked to their fingers or some weird shit like that?
So for millennials, we call bullshit because we saw Angelina Jolie do this with Billy Bob Thornton. And that was the big thing. And we see them just copying them.
Oh.
So we're like, that's not even original.
I know who those people are.
You don't know who Angelina Jolie is?
I don't know who the Billy guy is. I don't know who that is.
Do you know who Angelina Jolie is?
Yeah, she's Angelina Jolie, right? She's a Jolie named Angelina.
She's Jolene.
Jolene.
She's not Jolene. I could see you getting yourself into that little circle there. Right, Yasmin. Okay, tell me some more what the fuck moments.
This is for my Gen Zs, right?
They're like, we haven't understood a thing Sophie said so far. Yeah. She said something about Machine Gun Kelly. That's all we understood.
They're like, boo. Did anybody remember Brian Stars? Yeah. Oh my God, the Lord.
We remember Brian Stars, don't we?
That man hates
me. That old.
This is my claim to fame. He hates me personally. He does not like me personally. I've made it. So Brian Stars was a YouTube presenter, interviewer in the early 2010s on YouTube. And he was very well known because he just had the worst kind of interviews you've ever seen. Like, he would go to a band and be like, so what's your porn star name?
He was massive as well, Brian Stars.
I know, massive. Like, when I was 14, I would watch his interviews with Danny Warsnop and Black Veil Brides and Pierce the Veil and Sleep With Sirens and all of those bands and be like, oh my God, he's such a good interviewer. And then I grew up. I got past the age of 16 and was like, oh, this is kind of embarrassing for a 30-year-old man to be asking people what their porn star names are. Also, he was just super weird. And then, so there's more of the Brian Stars lore. He had his whole interview thing. Fans used to make fun of him. I'll never forget. There's an interview that isn't actually viral. I'm just insane and found this on the internet. It's a video of Caleb Shomo, my favorite person, when he was in Attack Attack. If you don't know, I have a parasocial relationship with Caleb Shomo. When he was in Attack Attack, he did an interview with Brian Stars, and he's just not taking his shit. Like, they just rip into him for an hour, and he's like, you guys are so funny. And he's like, I'm not. This isn't a joke. I hate you.
Is that it for your Brian Stars? Have you got more?
Yeah, I feel like he's just a what the fuck moment. Like, if you mention him around bands, like, I've asked bands, what was it like? And they were like, yeah, we'd do like a 20-hour work day, come onto the bus, ready to relax. And this kid would knock on the door and be like, can I ask you your porn star name? And that was Brian Stars.
He was just gross, isn't he?
What is your porn star name?
I don't know.
Answer, coward.
I feel like that's a question people ask you to try and get your passwords. So I'm not even... Because it's normally all
that's
of your
so
straight...
crazy. Guys, no, what's your mother's maiden names, out of curiosity?
Yeah, it's like, what's your mother's maiden name and your first pet? Anyway.
What town were you born in, guys? Just out of curiosity. I'm not going to do anything with that information.
Do you know who I had as a what-the-fuck moment as a whole, but I couldn't be bothered researching them? Because I started going in and I was like, actually, I can't put enough trigger warnings on this episode.
Okay.
Attila.
Go on.
Franz.
Oh my God, Franz from Attila.
Does everyone know who Attila are?
So, Attila are a metalcore band.
Who's about that life?
Yeah.
Who went through that phase?
Yeah, I did.
I went to see Attila live. I went to see Attila live.
I'm laughing. I also went to see Attila live. I'm like, there we go. I was there.
We'll pass that one. Okay.
Crazy. He's done so much crazy stuff, though. Like,
he's bringing back Warped, maybe. And then we'll all love him.
Do you know what's in... I will give him respect for this one thing. Do you remember at Warped Tour? So, Warped Tour, American Festival, like Download, but for people who didn't want to grow up and lived in their mama's basement, I also went to Warped Tour. One year, Westboro Baptist Church came and protested Warped Tour. I don't know why they knew that, like, emos were also gay. They were like, I feel like this is our demographic, guys. They protested, and Franz, as terrible as he is, went outside and bullied them to leave along with everyone else.
Franz is just one of those guys, a bit like other people, who I shall not mention because they love to sue, who just like to bully everybody.
That cease and desist sat in my inbox right now. That's crazy, man. That's crazy. We've been doing it for 2 years, and I've already had a cease and desist. I'm surprised we haven't had more, but we've had one.
The last what the fuck moment, which is a kind of nice, because I wanted to do a nice what the fuck moment.
Okay.
Right? And this is something that the scene came together to make happen, because it's not all bad. It's not all like bad.
A lot of it's
stories.
Bad.
A lot of it's bad. But some nice stuff. The scene managed to bully Kellen Quinn and Vic Fuentes enough to make that collaboration of King for a Day.
That was such a fucking banger. Like, I've never done heroin, just want to put that out there, but I feel like that song is like black tar heroin injected into my brain. Like, I was the prime age when that... I was 14 when that song came out. It changed my world. I cried to it. I had sex to it. I
at 14? No,
not at 14. Oh, my God.
Yes,
I still thought I was straight at 14.
You are the kind of reason why I couldn't... I tried Googling, are Vic Fuentes and Kellen Quinn friends? And what I saw on Wattpad, I will never recover from for the rest of eternity.
My name on Twitter used to be Pierce the Yasmin, and I used to have Kellick is real in my bio. And do you know what's bad? I've interviewed Kellen Quinn, and you're like quite good friends with them because, again, Sophie's super famous and better than me. But I feel so bad. I feel like at some point I want to be like, I'm really sorry for the fact that I shipped you as a gay couple when you're two very straight men with wives and kids.
It is, it's like the stuff people write is so...
There were so many. There was like... People ship to, like, Slipknot members. Shipping is, like, where you want two people to get together. No one ships us because...
Please don't. Don't even just put that into the
universe. Oh, my God, does anyone ship us?
No.
Guys. Yeah. We'd be such a cute couple if Sophie didn't hate me. Sophie's boyfriend hates me. He doesn't. He does. He loves me. I just annoy him deeply. Like, anytime Sophie's boyfriend's around us and Sophie's wearing a revealing dress, I go... And he's like... nice to meet you too, Yasmin. How's your day been? And I'm like, boobs. Boobs.
That's not why he would find it awkward.
So he hates me.
The reason he would find engagements with you awkward is just because you can't hold a conversation with anyone over 28.
Oh, you're my,
like,
God.
You just go, boobs. What's wrong with Yasmin?
Or I do this thing where I'm like, you know when you released that album, I wasn't even bored. And he's like, thanks. Nice to see you too, Yasmin.
Do you know what brings me joy sometimes when I'm just like sitting at home, having a cup of tea.
Thinking,
like,
about me crying, that's what brings you joy. Go on.
There is a generation called Gen Alpha. And they have got their sticky little fingers all over iPads right now. But they are growing. And as we get older as millennials and we get our homes and we do whatever we do, you guys are going to be the ones who are old on social media.
That's
as
fine,
Gen Zs. And I'm looking at you guys as well. You're going to be old on social media. And these Gen Alphas are going to start going, ew, why do they do that? That's so cringe.
My niece is Gen Alpha and she does this.
We'll be laughing. We're going to be sitting back just laughing.
So my niece is called Jasmine because my family are creative. And she's the only niece we have. So my parents are like, oh, my sister was like, what should I call my daughter? Well, we've got a Yasmin. Let's do Jasmine. Anyway, she is Gen Alpha, and she came to me the other day and went, remember that time you had that really bad breakup with that guy and you tried to go to the hospital? And I went, yeah. And she went, yeah.
Wow. So, how old is she?
She's five. She's
wow.
Like, she's like, remember when you went to the hospital after you broke up with...
She's coming for you.
And then the other day she went, Grandpa's fat, isn't he? I went, I mean, yeah, but don't say that,
little fuckers. They're coming for you, Gen Z. And do you know what? I am going to love it so hard. When they're coming for you, they're coming for your centre partings, which is a thing that we invented, by the way. They're going to be coming for your centre partings.
My crop tops.
They're going to be coming, which is also
my
a thing.
My silly tattoos.
You're just repeating our styles. I'm trying to think what's unique.
About Gen Z?
Yeah, they're going to be coming for your... I'll tell you what they're going to come for.
Sophie's on a mad one. She's like, oh, I get to hate on Gen Z. Let me...
They are going to come for your online...
Hi, guys.
That is what they're going to come for. They're going to come... Because you all do it. You all know...
It's funny. I can't help it.
They're coming for you.
I did it ironically.
What do you think the millennial pause is?
Oh, that disgusts me. If you're a millennial...
Does anyone not know what it is? So we pause.
So when you start a video, you click record, and then you step back, and then you talk, and it's like, oh, ick.
We don't just talk instantly. But do you know what? We had to deal with Sony fucking Ericssons. You don't know what that is.
What's an Ericsson?
That we had to deal with Sony Ericssons and Nokias, and we had to like make sure that shit was working. And so, and like our digital cameras, you do your like MySpace pose. And you had to, like, check
I'm being
about.
So serious right now. This is not a joke. I'm so serious. What is a Nokia?
Nokia 3210.
3210 for life.
Yeah. Is it a phone? Is it a phone? That's crazy. When I was 14, the second iPhone came out. That gives you a perspective okay. How old I am. I forgot to mention, actually, another beef I have with Machine Gun Kelly. Sorry. He beefed with Paris. Paris, the gay band. Gay band.
Well, he
gay
beefed with the Lynn Gunn.
The Lynn Gunn.
The sweetest, quietest.
God's favourite lesbian, Lynn Gunn. As if she hasn't gone through enough, being Lynn Gunn. Like, yeah, so basically, they did a song together. I don't know why. I don't know who at their record label was like, this is a great idea, man. Machine Gun Kelly in Paris. Yeah, that'll go down great. Not a good song. And then they went on tour together, and then Paris posted one day being like, hi, we've been kicked off the Machine Gun Kelly tour. Sorry, guys. And then Machine Gun Kelly responded like, I didn't kick you off the tour, liars. And they were like, okay, but we're not on the tour anymore. Like, we can't, you're not letting us in the venue. And it was a whole thing. And that's why I hate them. That's why I hate them. But do you know what we didn't mention about the King for a Day thing?
Yeah.
So, like, occasionally the scene will come together every decade. I have this theory and, like, do a collab. And yeah. In the 2000s, 90s, it was Jay-Z and Linkin Park, right? That was fucking iconic.
It wasn't the 90s, that was the 2000s.
Well, get it right. That, before my time. And then there was King for a Day in 2010s. And in 2020s, our crossover is Megan Thee Stallion and Spirit Box. Ah! Yeah. Oh, when I tell you, my back is hurting from throwing ass. It's not even funny. If you haven't heard, Megan Thee Stallion did a remix with Spirit Box, and I feel so slutty and so sad at the same time. She's like, this pussy is depressed, and I'm like, me. This pussy depressed, Sophie.
I'm not gonna tell you who it was for or which company it was for, but I had to sit down with my boss whilst they read back the lyrics to me to tell me why we couldn't play it. Even the radio version.
This pussy depressed, I'm about to stress it.
Do you know how awkward it is trying to justify why a depressed pussy isn't offensive?
Sophie's in a boardroom like, hear me out, man. Hear me out. Pussies do be depressed. I have one. I would know. You're sat there in a room full of men going, this pussy is depressed.
This is my life.
You were listening to On Wednesdays We Wear Black. Please rate and subscribe so that we can keep doing what we do. Special thanks goes out to the Nova Twins for the badass music and Wargasm for the killer screams. See you next week.